Talk 1260 KTRC. Find us online at santafe.com. Keyword, talk. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via santafe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we're bringing the show to you from Pacheco Park, located at 1512 Pacheco Street, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe, and, well, sort of right off of St. Michael's Drive and one block west of St. Francis Drive. Easy to find it here. Pacheco Park is one of Santa Fe's finest business venues and home to a collection of stellar design professionals who provide products and services to home buyers, sellers, and owners throughout New Mexico and around the country. So drop what you're doing right now and join us right here at 1512 Pacheco Street for a remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. And when you get here, not only will you be able to hear the useful commentary that's going to be offered by my guests, but you'll be able to enjoy some free food, grilled food, being done by Miles Chaffee, as well as take advantage of product and service discounts being offered by the businesses located here at Pacheco Park. And if that isn't enough reason to join us here at 1512 Pacheco Street on this very beautiful Sunday afternoon, then I can also tell you that there will be some hair styling tips offered from Regina. She doesn't want to use her last name. She's like Madonna. For Regina of Ritual Care Salon, who also operates her business here at Pacheco Park. So as I am actually telling you this, I want to remind you that at some point you're going to be able to watch this show on santafe.com. We're having a couple of technical issues here at the front end, but Braden Anderson is working very hard to correct that. And if you are unable to join us today here at Pacheco Park, and you actually want to watch All Things Real Estate, go to the homepage of santafe.com and click on the symbol for All Things Real Estate, and you'll be able to watch this hopefully fabulous show. Joining me to underscore the important role the design businesses here at Pacheco Park play in our real estate market is my guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of New Mexico's largest privately held trust company, Santa Fe Trust. As always, welcome to All Things Real Estate, Kathy.
Thank you, Ray. I'm glad to be here. I might have to go get my hair done, though.
Well, Regina's upstairs, and she's actually going to come down here at some point and actually maybe do some styling tips right in front of the camera.
Okay, I'm not sure how long I could stay then.
Anyway, also helping us to set the stage for today's remote broadcast is none other than the highly regarded interior designer, Annie O'Carroll, who's one of the design professionals who makes Pacheco Park her place of business. Thank you for letting us actually occupy Pacheco Park today, Annie. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Ray. Great. I'm so glad all of this could work out and so many people are participating. It's wonderful.
Well, and as the afternoon goes along, we know that more and more people are going to stop by here. They're going to want to take advantage of touring the design businesses that are here at Pacheco Park, actually taking advantage of the free grilled food and some of those product discounts that a number of your colleagues are offering today. Before we jump into the program, I want to remind you that this remote broadcast is actually being done under our ongoing series called Unique Destinations, which features people, places, and events that are important to our economy and culture and the real estate community by extension. And if you go to the real estate section of today's Santa Fe, New Mexican, you can also see the roster of properties which my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty are holding on open house today. I also invite you, as always, to go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and discover an array of useful real estate services provided by a number of stellar companies. And while you're on our website, you can also check out the real estate commentary that we offer each month in the All Things Real Estate Radio newsletter by clicking on the button named, of all things, Ray's Real Estate Message. This timely newsletter commentary is brought to you each month by the Deborah Culkin Agency, and you can find out more about their fine household staffing services at debsdomesticagency.com. Again, that's debsdomesticagency.com. And if you come by the remote broadcast today, Deb Culkin may actually be here, so you can actually meet her in the flesh. And on this day in real estate history, July 29th, 2012, well, we're once again making our own history here at the destination for the best in design products and services, namely Pacheco Park. This day in real estate history is brought to us each week by the local mortgage professionals at First National Bank of Santa Fe, and you can check out all of their fine mortgage services at fnb-sf.com. Again, that's fnb-sf.com. So, Gino Thompson, carefully and nicely ensconced back at the KTRC studio, my producer and my floor producers, Braden and Josh, here at the remote broadcast, again, located at 1512 Pacheco Street. I want to reintroduce my guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, and Pacheco's Park's very own Annie O'Carroll, principal in Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Kathy, now, as the self-confessed house junkie, I guess being around all these home design professionals must be like Christmas in July for you.
Oh, man, I tell you, just the sign that says sale as you come down the street, I'm like, that's the destination I've got to get to. But when you think about real estate, when you think about the things that you cherish, you get a lovely place to live, and then you start furnishing it and putting things on the walls and putting up draperies and that kind of thing. And it's all so much fun. But I'm the kind of gal that needs some help. I don't have that great eye that tells me where to put things in the room,
right,
or what colors to put together. So I always need a professional to help me.
Uh-huh. So today is the day, if in fact you want to talk to the very best design professionals in Santa Fe and frankly from around the country, because Annie O'Carroll and her colleagues here service people all
everywhere
over the United States.
Just like we do. Yep.
This is the time. This is the place. Again, 1512 Pacheco Street right here at Pacheco Park. Easy to get to. We invite you to come on over here today. We're going to be doing the show from 12 to 1, but the gang here will be here throughout most of the afternoon, and we're offering free grilled food as well as discounts on products and services. So, Kathy, with that, I think maybe I want to shift over to Annie O'Carroll. Annie, now you personally represent one of the professionals in Santa Fe who provides this vital service to buyers and sellers in real estate. Tell me, from your standpoint, what's it like to be working here at Pacheco Park?
Well, you know, this park, I think, slowly evolved as, I'm going to call it a design center, and we're really branding it as a design center. You know, I think it was an organic evolution. I've been here for 5 years, and Santa Fe by Design was here, which is a very amazing plumbing store, and they have bath accessories, beautiful bath hardware, cabinet hardware, things like that, and they really have been an anchor. And there was just a few stores really 5 years ago. Right beside me was Santa Fe Modern, which they're still here in the park. And just slowly, you know, business has evolved. Tierra Concepts, of course, is the landlord and a renowned builder in Santa Fe. Douglas Moss came in, and just recently Southwest Spanish Craftsman and Ernest Thompson came into the park.
And that's a furniture store, very well known.
It is, and they've been in Santa Fe for actually 85 years, and they do museum production pieces, custom furniture. They really work with the New Mexico traditional furniture with mortise and tendon joinery, hand planing. They do custom cabinetry, so they're a nice anchor, and they've been here, I think, maybe 2 months. So they're I know, going to launch their grand opening soon. And today they're offering a 30% discount.
30%?
30%.
Fabulous.
And Ritual Care Salon is offering a 20% discount on their hair products.
Mm-hmm.
So for me in this park, I buy rugs from Four. I do business with plumbing. I've worked with Tierra Concepts before. Douglas and I are working on a remodel now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a really nice a nice syzygy to it, this park, I think.
And what you're underscoring and what Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, alluded to is that if anyone basically wants sort of one-stop shopping when it comes to design professionals, there really is no other option here in Santa Fe to turn to. Well, certainly there's no one that's even any better than you guys, that's for sure, but you're all under essentially one roof. And maybe at some point, if we can get the SantaFe.com link going well, we can pan around here a little bit and show the audience exactly where we are here at Pacheco Park. It's a lovely setting. We're actually going to have Kurt Faust of Tierra Concepts, the owner of Pacheco Park, on the show in a few minutes. But aesthetically, you're in the design business, so you're artists.
Right.
So I think it's probably important for you to be housed in what would be considered a beautiful setting, too.
Agreed. Right. Well, I love that it's called a park, Pacheco Park, because you can see, and people will be able to see if they go to the website, to santafe.com, and take a look, but the lavender stucco and all the greenery, and it's just really beautiful. And there's a nice anchor building here that's the, you know, the A-frame. I don't know what the building used to be called that's across the street here, but there will be a restaurant going in there called Sweetwater Harvest Kitchen that's opening in October. So it'll be really a nice anchor for this park to have a restaurant here.
Kathy Roberts, again, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, you are proud of the moniker of being a house junkie, and we, of course, on all things real estate, appreciate that as well. I guess for you, you know, you're usually going on house tours after the show because we usually have an open house of the week on the program. But today, are you just going to tour all these design facilities?
Well, you know, as well as being a house junkie, I have been a shopaholic. I've been trying to recover. But this is a shopper's destination.
Right.
Absolutely. Just to go from shop to shop to shop. And the quality of the goods here is unbelievable. In my very first house, I kept newspaper on the windows because I was taught, until you get exactly what you want, don't spend the money. So come down and get exactly what you want, and it will last for eons.
Right. Well, and I have this image of your house surrounded by the funny papers.
I don't know, but the newspapers.
Or the editorial section of the
neighbors
news.
Weren't real happy with me for about a year, but I got beautiful drapes after that.
Hopefully you didn't put up the obituaries or any of those sort of bad things, foreclosures or anything like that on the walls. Annie, we've got about half a minute here before we have to close out. Any last thoughts you want to leave for the listeners as we go through the program today and talking to your colleagues?
Well, I want to invite people to come down because the businesses here are offering some nice discounts today. Aquila does beautiful jewelry, and she's offering a 20% discount. She's housed in a store called Four, and Nadrette is one of the people in that business, and she'll be on the radio soon.
Right.
And just to really come down because Victoria Price is offering 20% on white products. So everyone's really trying to, you know, reach out and have the community embrace Pacheco Park.
Right. We're planning on doing that in a big way today. Again, we invite you to come on over here to 1512 Pacheco Street, the famous Pacheco Park. It's the design center for anyone who needs anything related to home design products and services. Come here, join us today, take a tour of the businesses, meet all these fabulous design folks, get some pre-grilled food, and actually take advantage of, as Annie O'Carroll was saying, these fabulous discounts offered by all the people that work here. Gino Thompson, producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation here from Pacheco Park. Stay tuned.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
When I first decided to go back, I was a little scared because I was older. My mom sat me down and she told me that it's not my job to be the man of the house. Her dream for me is to go back to school and finish what I started. I needed to hear that.
Jared didn't know how to get the money he needed for college.
I found out about the federal student aid program through my English teacher, and she told me, Jared, this is what you need to do. Once I got the form, I filled out the application. I did it myself.
Federal student aid made college and Jared's dreams possible.
When I first had the news that I received money, I ran downstairs and I showed my mother, and she was happy, so she started crying. But when I saw her crying, I started crying.
Need help paying for college? Go to federalstudentaid.ed.gov, an office of the U.S. Department of Education. Start here, go further.
My name is Jared, and this is my story.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 1512 Pacheco Street, the famous design center, business park, Pacheco Park. And we invite you to come on down here and join us today. We're actually having tours of all the design businesses that are located here at the park, offering free grilled food, and a number of the businesses here are actually offering some fabulous 20 to 30% discounts on their products and services. So on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, there's no reason not to come down here and join us. We're giving things away, including fabulous advice, and that begins with my special guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, who's the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, as always, great to have you here. And are you getting your fix?
Thanks, Ray. I'm getting my fix. I can't wait to go through the shops. And people are turning in. There's a sign out front. So this is the place to be. It's pleasant weather. Couldn't get better day.
Absolutely. I also want to tell you that we're trying to get some cooperation from the Internet. That darn Internet, it's just like a child. You can't plan anything around. It's always unpredictable.
That's why people have to come on down.
Well, they do have to come on down here. Anyway, if the Internet does come up here, we're actually live streaming the show on SantaFe.com. Just go to the homepage of SantaFe.com, look for the All Things Real Estate logo, click on that, and hopefully you'll see an image of Kathy Roberts and my next guest, who I'm going to introduce in a moment. And again, this is at 1512 Pacheco Street, so come on down here. I now would like to welcome Mr. Kurt Faust, who's wearing at least three hats today and playing the role of chief multitasker. Not only is he one of the principals of the home design and construction company Tierra Concepts, which makes its home here at Pacheco Park, but Kurt and his business colleagues just became members of the Sotheby's International Realty team, plus his company actually owns Pacheco Park. So welcome to the show, multitasker.
Thank you, Ray, Kathy. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're really happy that you guys have come today to broadcast from Pacheco Park.
Well, we're delighted to be here, and thank you so much for letting us sort of occupy the premises. Now, this place, as Annie O'Carroll in the first segment was talking about, has grown significantly. As the owner of Pacheco Park, how has that growth been from your standpoint?
We did really well in the early part of 2002-2006, and when the economy crashed, we lost a lot of tenants, but it's really starting to fill up again. There are a few spaces left. We do have a little bit of warehouse space left, but it's a very interesting mix of merchants that are here. It's really turned into quite a destination retail space.
Yeah, you're pretty proud of the array of design professionals that are here, aren't you, Kurt?
That's right. We have a lot of people here who are really talented, who produce or represent unique things that they have for sale.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, we want to welcome you to Sotheby's International Realty. You are now a fellow real estate broker with me. We're out there charging down the road trying to improve this housing market. Tierra Concepts comes with great pedigree, a fabulous reputation as one of the premier home construction design companies. And with Pacheco Park, boy, you're hitting on all cylinders, buddy.
We are in the Parade of Homes this year. We have been several times in the past. We've won the Grand Hacienda Award four times.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to talk a little bit about the history of this park.
Well, I'll tell you what, you hold on to that because we're going to actually introduce another guest here, and then I'll come back and have you come back on at the end of the show, okay, and talk about it.
Great.
This is Kurt Faust of Tierra Concepts, one of the principals who has his business here, but more importantly is the owner. I promised I wouldn't use the word landlord. There I did it. Landlord of Pacheco Park. Great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay. But as I now have my friend Victoria Price actually come and join us here on the show, I want to tell you that Sotheby's International Realty Distinctive Property of the Month is actually listed on our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. If you go to that section of the radio show website, it is brought to you each month by Old Santa Fe Builders Incorporated, and you can learn more about their fine services at oldsantafebuilders.com. Again, that's oldsantafebuilders.com. It is now my pleasure to welcome Victoria Price, principal of Victoria Price Art and Design, which is well known as a modern lifestyle and interior design store. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Victoria, and I have to read all this. You are a designer, you're an art historian, you're an author, you're a screenwriter, and you're a former gallerist. We call those gallerinas, too, I guess.
Absolutely.
To use the correct gender.
Yes, right.
So how do your clients benefit
from all these talents and experiences that you bring here to Pacheco Park?
Well, when I was younger, it was more like I couldn't make up my mind what to do, but now it actually gives me a lot of cards in my deck to use. I really enjoy wearing a lot of hats in my own life, and I think a lot of my clients do as well. People who come to Santa Fe are very unique people in the sense that I think they've really come here because it's a place that engenders a lot of creativity and supports a lot of creativity. So we have people who have many interests, and they want their homes to reflect that. And so I think having someone who has a knowledge of art history, has a knowledge of design, has lived various places around the world is something that they can relate to because many of them have come here because they love art or are art collectors and have a variety of interests.
And Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is joining me again as co-host today. And Kathy is basically soaking all this in, being around all these design professionals, the house junkie that she is. Let me ask you a question, Victoria. Having this collection of design professionals as within your fingertips here, do you guys often collaborate?
We do. I think all of us do something different. We really recognize that it's really a community spirit that we need to foster, both here at Pacheco Park and in Santa Fe. I think Santa Fe is really at a time of reinvention for itself. And unless we bond together as a community and really try to create a new here, I think ever since the demise, I guess I would call it, of Santa Fe style, which I think at the end was a good thing.
Right.
We've been trying to find a new voice for ourselves, a new identity for ourselves as a design destination. And it's only really by having all of the different voices that are represented throughout Santa Fe in the design community and specifically here at Pacheco Park that we can foster a new identity for Santa Fe, I think.
Kathy Roberts, why don't you hand the microphone over to her for a second, Victoria. One thing I left off of her resume is that she's also a public speaker, and I think she's evidencing that quite well.
Very well.
Yeah. I mean, she's a great spokesman, not only for the design community, but certainly for Pacheco Park.
Well, and listening to the resume, she knows everything from the art history, and so it is amazing.
Yeah. I also want to remind everybody that come on down here and join us here at Pacheco Park, 1512 Pacheco Street, because not only can you take a tour of these facilities, you can take advantage of some free grilled food that's being offered today. Also, there are discounts being offered by the businesses here. I know, Victoria, you're offering your own discount, 20% white sale, I believe, as my memory is correct. I also want to remind everybody that Regina of Ritual Care Salon is actually offering some free hair styling tips, and she's also offering 20% off on her products. And she gave me a little sheet here to read. Ritual is conducting a clothing drive and could use your help. We're seeking gently used, clean women's and children's clothing to benefit women and children in transition from homelessness. St. Elizabeth's Shelter is the beneficiary, so we encourage you to do all that. Come on down here and meet Regina at Ritual Care Salon, and she can tell you all about that. Victoria, enjoyed having you on the show today. You're evidencing, as I said, your fine public speaking ability. Great to have you here in Pacheco Park. I know you and your colleagues are all very close, so delighted to have you, and hope to have you back here on the show again, okay?
Thank you so much for doing this.
Okay, very good. Kathy, before we close out the show here, I got about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to recommend to the listeners?
I think everybody ought to take the opportunity to come down and meet these fabulous designers, run through their shops, and you can get new ideas. Many times you just want to get an idea of what someone else's eye would see, and this is that opportunity.
Very good. Well, I couldn't say it any better. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break a little bit early on this particular part of all things real estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to have Nadrette Gerler on the show, the famous antique and hand-woven rug aficionado. She's going to be with us, so stay tuned here on All Things Real Estate. We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty. Having the right insurance coverage is absolutely critical, whether it's for commercial, homeowner, or personal needs. That's why I recommend you speak to the Sachs Insurance Agency. Please contact one of the best in the business, Mr. Vince Marciano, at 866-729-5390. Again, that's 866-729-5390. Or go to his website, SachsInsuranceNM.com. Again, that's SachsInsuranceNM.com.
You can make an impact in your community and your pocketbook. How? It's really easy when you spend local. For every dollar you spend at a locally owned independent business, 45 cents of it stays right here in our community. Now that's thinking local first. Log on to SantaFeAlliance.com or pick up a new copy of the local guide at Santa Fe Alliance member businesses all over Santa Fe, your number one source for buying local first.
It's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. In this current real estate market, you need a good partner to help you navigate the complexities of the process. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything. I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from beautiful Pacheco Park, located at 1512 Pacheco Street, one block west of St. Francis, perpendicular with St. Michael's, easy to find. If you come here today, not only will you be able to meet my guest co-host, Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, but you'll also be able to meet all of the design professionals who are offering products and services here in this design center. You can also take advantage of some free grilled food. Who wouldn't want that? And upstairs, our friend Regina of Ritual Care Salon is actually offering some hair design tips and special discounts as well. Great to have you on the show, Kathy.
Great.
Anyway, I'd now like to have none other than Nadret Gerler, the principal of the famous Nadret Oriental Rugs located here at Pacheco Park, join us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, Nadret, you're well known as a design professional with a keen knowledge of antique and contemporary handmade rugs. So what makes being located here at Pacheco Park special for you and your clients?
Well, first of all, the design professionals that I work with here makes it much more possible for all of us to collaborate. Even in my store, we're four design individuals showcasing our products together, so it all helps each other sell our merchandise, which consists of Edie Keeler, Core Value, Inc. She specializes in color consulting and interior design and custom furniture. Michael Ouellet, who is my partner in crime, partner in business, and he also he's an interior designer and specializing in antiques and interiors.
Uh-huh.
Also Aquila, beautiful Aquila.
The jeweler.
Yes, uh-huh. Jeweler. Also, she's a creative director and specializes in advertising and branding. So when someone comes into our store, they can cover all their bases.
Full service.
And then go to our neighbors.
Absolutely.
And take care of all aspects of their home.
And I wanted to ask you that. And by the way, what Nadret is talking about, again, is the company called Four, where she has her business, Nadret Oriental Rugs, along with, I guess my math is correct, three other businesses.
Correct.
One, two, three, four.
Hence the four.
I really specialize in mathematics in school. So,
yay!
Nadret, you allude to this, but and we asked Victoria Price about it as well. The collaboration you have with all the design professionals that are here, it's ongoing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it's ongoing. And this park is so beautiful in many aspects. I mean, as soon as you come in here, all the greenery, first of all, gets you, and you can park anywhere you like, in the shade or in the sun, it doesn't matter, and there's always parking available, and we sit outside most of the time, so it's not like we're doing harsh business. We're enjoying our lives here.
Well, and offering fabulous products, well-respected by a lot of people throughout the country. As I said before, your clients are international. Of course, your heart is right here in Santa Fe, but clients are everywhere. And
exactly.
A lot of people in the design business need to do that these days in order to thrive. This is Nadrette Gerler, who's, again, the principal of the famous Nadrette Oriental Rugs. Thank you so much for being on All Things
thank
Real Estate
you.
Today, and thank you for letting us broadcast a show from this
thank
fabulous
Pacheco Park.
Thank you very
much. It's been a pleasure.
Very good. Talk to you soon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I want to remind you that Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, specializing in highly responsive multi-tenant commercial and homeowner association management, promotes community and improves value in the quality of life and work, as well as their clients' investment. For more information about their fine commercial and homeowner association management services, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 985-3134. Again, that's 985-3134. I also want to mention that I saw him here earlier, but Rod Geston of Planet Forward, one of the corporate supporters of All Things Real Estate, stopped by. And Mr. Steve Riemann, the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, was here briefly. He's got to meet up with some family. He may be back. So again, lots of people are stopping by here. We invite all of you to come on down here to 1512 Pacheco Street, to the famous design center called Pacheco Park. And coming on the show now is Mickey McKay, one of the principals at Floorscapes, Pacheco Park's destination for floor coverings, window treatments, and design services. Now, Mickey, I want to bring you on air with a testimonial from one of your clients that I pulled from your company website. Quote, love you guys. Mickey McKay is the best. I usually recommend to my guests who get that kind of accolade that we simply stop at that point and don't go forward with any other commentary, but I think you do have a couple of things you want to add, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Ray. I'm so glad that you did some research.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. You've got the floor, my friend.
Right. Well, thank you. I actually am a design consultant for both Floorscapes and United Stoneworks, who share one space. And the reason for our existence actually is to be a source for all surface materials, from floor tile to window treatments and everything in between. And we work with the builders in our community, with designers, and I like to say just normal people just like us.
Right.
Who, you know, might be doing a renovation.
Those regular civilians, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, at Floorscapes, we actually represent tile and stone for floors, walls, any type of coverings, carpet, wood flooring, engineered solid. You know, anything you can think of that's a surface material, and I call myself the surface girl.
Uh-huh.
But then a lot of our products are really geared toward friendly environmental manufacturing. We carry cork, different corks, and also marmoleum, which back in the day it was linoleum.
Oh.
You know, it's what we had on our grandmother's floors and countertops.
So it's the same product or
it's
different?
It's the same product.
Just a new name.
New name, but those great colors, great designs. It's really fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So linoleum's making a comeback.
Exactly.
Who would have guessed, right?
Who would have guessed? And last week I had a fellow in the showroom who had just bought an old vintage Airstream, and he was looking for marmoleum for his countertops and his flooring.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me just ask Kathy Roberts for a moment here, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Kathy, again, these kinds of services, you know, a lot of people actually have to go from one place to the next. If you don't want to have to do that, you come to Pacheco Park.
And you just go from place to place to place, and everything's here. Whether it's the design and you're adding or renovating the property, you're going to be able to find a professional here to help you. And then if you go to the artwork aspect or the aspect of things that, like I say, hang on the wall or go on the floor on top of the surface, they're all here.
Right. It's easy shopping. Well, again, we invite you to come on down here to 1512 Pacheco Street. Check out all the services, including those offered by Mickey McKay of Floorscapes. Mickey, this moves too quickly all the time. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it, but we're delighted to be part of Pacheco Park today, at least.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and thanks to the listeners and the people who have come out here.
And they're all going to be coming down here real soon. I know it. Anyway, I want to take a moment to remind you that Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center is a well-known and sophisticated and comprehensive acute care hospital serving 300,000 people in North Central New Mexico. Using cutting-edge technology and a commitment to recruiting and retaining highly qualified physicians, the hospital has more than 5,500 surgical procedures performed each year, as well as 60,000 patient visits. For more information about the wide range of compassionate and high-quality care offered by Christus St. Vincent, please go to their website, stvin.org, That's like a song. STVIN.org. I'm sure they wouldn't appreciate
stick
that.
Stick to your day job,
oh,
Ray.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, I now have the pleasure of welcoming one of Pacheco Park's other well-regarded design professionals, Barbara Schnell, principal at Design Connection. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Barbara.
Thank you, Ray.
Move the desk just a little bit closer. No, closer to you. Like you really are at the lounge, all right? And you're going to be singing away. Anyway, Design Connection is one of the business park's highly sought-after sources for services important to homeowners. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the kinds of services that you guys offer?
Okay. I have basically a huge selection of fabrics from all over the world, all the major fabric companies anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And then I offer services like reupholstery, custom bedding, custom window coverings to go along with the fabrics.
Right.
And I don't get into the entire design process. I don't do tile and paint and plumbing and all that kind of stuff. But fabrics is my main.
Fabrics. And as we've talked about, and Kathy Roberts just alluded to it a moment ago, being here at Pacheco Park with all these other design professionals who offer the kinds of services that augment and actually supplement the fabric work that you do, that's got to be a very positive thing for your clients.
It is. It's absolutely the best. I love this park. I love being here. I just moved in April 1st.
Uh-huh.
But it's such a happy environment, and it's so pretty. And all of the design people here, we all refer people to the different businesses. All the merchants are here almost every day running their own businesses.
Right.
And it's a fabulous park.
Yeah. Well, I noticed it the first time I came here, and Kathy Roberts, again, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, alluded to it when she arrived this morning. And Annie O'Carroll used this, your colleague of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. There's great synergy, somewhat of a overused word, but I really think that you guys epitomize the definition of that word. Don't you agree?
I do.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about what Kurt and Eric have put together here, the people that he's put together, and the businesses that are here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really works well, but you also have some other businesses that are tangential to the pure design business. For instance, Regina of Ritual Care Salon is upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
As Annie O'Carroll mentioned, you're going to be getting a restaurant here sometime soon.
Yes.
So I think the message is that not only can you provide these design services, but also offer an array of other reasons why people should come down. Right.
It's one-stop shopping. It's,
right.
There's something here for everyone.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, this is Barbara Schnell of Design Connection. We appreciate you being on All Things Real Estate today.
Thank you.
Delighted
so much.
That you've only been here for 30 days. Is that what you said?
No, I moved in April 1st.
So a few months, right?
Yeah.
Well, you obviously are augmenting and adding to the great value that people have with the design professionals located here at Pacheco Park, so we're delighted to have you on the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Kathy, got a couple of minutes here before we have to take a break. Anything you want to talk about?
Well, you know, one of the things...
The Olympics?
The Olympics. I was swimming this morning. No. But one of the things that I would like to say is this is one of those wonderful destinations where I take retail therapy every now and then.
Uh-huh.
You know, it makes you feel better as you come out and find something you really like, and you could seize that and take it home. It's as good as going to the doctor.
Yeah, really. And again, Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, is a confessed home house junkie. She usually goes on open house tours, but today, like we hope a lot of you will do, is come on down here and join us here at Pacheco Park. Again, 1512 Pacheco Street. Take a tour of the design businesses that are located here. Take advantage of some free grilled food that's being offered over there. Miles Chaffee of Milestone is actually doing the grilling today. And you can also take advantage of a number of discounts from 20 to 30% on the products and services offered by the professionals here. I mentioned the Olympics. Of course, we're just at the beginning of the Olympics, and this is really consuming America's attention, the world's attention, for the next couple of weeks. We're sort of at an Olympic venue here, aren't we?
That's right. Yeah. We have the best of the very best.
Yeah.
So,
and they're all, as opposed to the real Olympics, rather than competing against each other, they're
collaborating.
Working, they're collaborating and working.
That's right.
So they're taking the theme to a different level. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, which we are celebrating here at Pacheco Park. Again, we invite you to come on down here to 1512 Pacheco Street and enjoy all the design professionals that are located here. Free grilled food, and also you can get some hair styling tips from Regina of Ritual Care Salon. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Picture a door. On it, a sign that says, "Do not look." Every instinct says, "Danger." But still, you peek. Inside, a room full of cockroaches, which can trigger asthma attacks, rodents that contaminate food and transmit disease, and termites, which cause billions in property damage each year. Trust your instincts. Know the signs. Learn how to protect your family and home at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Problems at work? Turned down for a job? Possible discrimination? Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission at 800-669-4000. Equality at work. Your right. EEOC's job.
Hi, it's Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard Sundays at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. I can help you find that perfect home. So to schedule a free and confidential meeting, call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Talk 1260, KTRC.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from Pacheco Park, 1512 Pacheco Street. We invite all of you to come on down here and join us here for this fabulous event. All the design professionals here at Pacheco Park are offering, well, themselves, you can tour their facilities, and they also very kindly are offering some free grilled food, and a number of them are offering fabulous discounts on products and services, anywhere from 20 to 30%. I'm sitting in the sun today. My guests are in the shade. I don't know if there's anything material or symbolic by that, but in any event, by the sound
shady
of that,
characters.
Yeah, there you go. By the sound of that music, you know that we've actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is brought to us each week by our friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. For more information about their home inspection services, please go to their website, winni.com. Again, that's winni.com. You heard his voice, and so now it's my pleasure to welcome Douglas Moss, the president the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, and also owner of DeMoss Construction. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We've done this before. As a matter of fact, it's exactly 3 months ago to this day that I had you on the show.
You know, I've been counting.
You've been counting, yeah. And huge
just waiting to come back.
Huge anticipation, as always. Well, you call Pacheco Park home for your business. So how useful has it actually been to be in a location that boasts so many other design professionals?
You know, it's really been a treat. We had looked all over the city and ended up coming here just primarily because of the concentrations that were happening. I work with some of the designers and some of the the retail establishments here. It's wonderful to take my clients from my showroom down to one of the other showrooms so that we can just shop for everything that we need practically right here. And it's been fantastic.
Yeah, now you've been in the business for a number of years. Your company, DeMoss Construction, is very well respected. You've seen clients over the decades. I guess while I have you on the show here, let me ask you a quick question again, because you're wearing that hat as president of the Home Builders Association for Santa Fe.
Sure.
How is the market from your standpoint, Doug?
Well, we're definitely seeing increased pulse rates this year. There's definitely some upticks. It's still a remodeler's market. The new home construction is still dormant.
Mm-hmm.
practically. But, you know, there's signs of life. We're very excited. I'm having a good year myself, and I know talking to others here in the center, they're experiencing some of the same things. So we're very optimistic right now.
Well, and it sometimes comes from the national level and in the old Ronald Reagan way of trickling down. Of course, the national figures from the Home Building Association show that there is a more robust market for home building and construction. And, in fact, I watch the stock exchanges all the time, and I see that a number of the home building companies, the national companies, are actually seeing a rise in their activity and a rise in their stock. So that's got to be good news for you guys.
There's some, yeah, there's definitely some rises, you know, nationally, statewide, and within our own organization, the Santa Fe Home Builders. What we have experienced the last several months is that the rate of decline has flattened,
right?
The rate of decline of new members or membership. And so we're really optimistic about that. It's good to see that those numbers at least have leveled out. It's a strong sign.
Right. Segueing then in a natural way, as president of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, you're pretty proud of a big event that's coming up. As a matter of fact, we're going to be broadcasting on two Sundays of your very famous, nationally known Parade of Homes. Why don't you talk about it for
Absolutely. One minute? Well, we're very excited about it. We have 17 homes on the parade this year, and ranging at all price points. I'm proud to say that I probably have the smallest residence on that in the history of the parade. It's a 750 square foot remodel.
Wow.
Of a, you know, building down in the historic district of a private residence.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up to, you know, large projects. TR Concepts has a home there this year. Of course, we love having them out there because they just keep winning grand award after grand award.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a number of others, Woods Design, and a lot of prominent people this year.
Well, it's nice that you mentioned Kurt Faust and TR Concepts because he is the landlord here, so you basically maybe you're going to get rent free for a month.
I'm just sucking up, you know.
Very good. This is actually Douglas Moss, again, the president of the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association, but he's also the owner of DeMoss Construction. As always, Doug, great to have you on the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, we're going to end up the show here in about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes or so. So let's move a little bit away from what we've been talking about and actually speak from your standpoint. Again, as the chairman of Santa Fe Trust, you advise people about looking at trust-related, real estate-related investment products. Talk for a moment about why it's important this year to be thinking about that.
Very important always to be thinking about things like your home as an investment. And then as you're walking around the park here, not only can the home become an investment, but the rug you buy, the furniture you buy, all of that might be placed into the trust to be passed on to a beneficiary at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that you have the children choose what they would like to have, but in many cases, people design over time, think, well, it's just a house, but it's a place to live. It's a place to be comfortable.
Right.
And all of these things here help you be comfortable, and they become an investment, right?
Yeah. So it's important, and again, because the laws are going to change at the end of this year. We don't know what's going to happen for the future. You're a very smart woman, but your crystal ball is sort of limited a little bit, like everybody else's crystal
ball. Oh, absolutely. Nobody knows what they're going to do to preserve or change the laws. But we are talking to people who are going to make major gifts this year.
Right.
This is the time to make it because there's no guarantee that that will continue into 13.
I want to invite Annie O'Carroll to come on over here. Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, one of the progenitors of today's remote broadcast, has her business here at Pacheco Park. I also want to recognize that I just saw him a second ago, Mr. Greg Antonsen, my boss,
he's right here.
The senior vice president and qualifying broker of Sotheby's International Realty, is walking around here at Pacheco Park, so we have lots of celebrities here. And as a matter of fact, Greg, I just want to mention to you, I gave our open houses a plug, so hopefully a lot of people are going to our broker open houses
right
today. I also want to remind everybody that among the things that you can do here, besides enjoying some grilled food, taking a tour of the design businesses, enjoying some of these discounts, Regina of Ritual Care Salon is actually right here within earshot of me, and she's offering some hairstyling tips today, as well as offering 20% discount on her products. And in fact, I mentioned earlier, Regina, about the St. Elizabeth's Shelter, people bringing clothing down here. They can get a hold of you if they come down here and talk to you about it, okay? Very good. Regina's saying yes. Annie O'Carroll, so we're near the end of the show. We got a few minutes left here. What do you want to summarize for the listeners about Pacheco Park?
Well, I want to say
come on out. If not today, anytime during the week, businesses are open and eager to meet you. And there's, I think, as we proved today, a vast array of type of businesses here. Hair design, there will be a restaurant, rugs, jewelry, art, all kinds of things. Bedding line, I have a new bedding line called Louise that I'm bringing in. I'm featuring Carlton Johnson's artwork in my studio. So just more and more wonderful retail opportunities and design opportunities, custom furniture, custom bedding, everything. There's just everything here. It's quite amazing.
Well, and you're doing a little bit of inside baseball stuff, mentioning within the design community, very famous people. I'm adult. I don't know all these famous design-related people, but the whole point of what I'm saying this for is that you can come down here and actually get an education. If you are like Ray Post and don't understand the design business thoroughly, you can talk to people like Annie O'Carroll and all of your colleagues to sort of learn you about what's important within the design business. And the reason why that's critical is because as a home buyer or a seller or a homeowner, knowing more about the design business and what the folks down here can do can actually help improve the place that you live in. Isn't that the case?
Yes, absolutely. And these businesses are quite established. As I was saying, you know, Ernest Thompson, 85 years. You know, I've been here for 5 years. Tierra Concepts probably been in business for 20. I've been in business for 20, but here for five. Victoria Price is you know, an anchor in the community. So these businesses are established and really professional and know what they're doing.
Uh-huh. And again, Tierra Concepts, the company that is represented by Kurt Faust and his principals, they are new members of the Sotheby's International Realty Broker family. We're delighted to have them join us. They actually own Pacheco Park, but they also have their fine home design and construction company here. Annie, working with all these colleagues, you've already talked about it quite a bit, but it's got to be rewarding to you on a daily basis.
It is, and it's easy. They're in the parking lot.
Yeah,
just
there you
stroll
go.
Down.
Really?
It is. It's great. I mean, to just be able to meet clients and walk down to Santa Fe by Design and look at plumbing, to walk over to Mickey's business, Floorscapes, and look at flooring, to work with Douglas upstairs or Tierra Concepts, it's wonderful, really. And I feel really good about presenting and working closely with the vendors that are here.
Well, we really do appreciate you letting us do the show here today. Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, got about a minute left here before the show, and never is enough time.
Never enough time. But I think this is gold medal.
Yeah.
People need to come down and experience gold medal. If they've watched it on TV in the last couple of days, here it is right here in Santa Fe.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, again, you usually go out and tour properties that we have on Open House, and there are a number of Sotheby's International Realty brokers that are holding open houses throughout the community today. But your charge now is to basically go to every single design business.
That is where my feet are going next.
Uh-huh. Very good. Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, as always, it's great to have you on the show. And you and I are going to be collaborating on a number of new things, new initiatives. And I wanted to also mention and give a plug for your 15th anniversary
coming up.
And we are actually going to do a remote broadcast on September 23rd on your behalf.
That's right. Looking forward
to it. Are you?
I am looking forward to it. 15 years in business, we're happy about that. Yeah. And then we're going to broadcast and have a good time.
Absolutely. I want to thank all my guests for offering some excellent commentary today about their fabulous design businesses. Kathy Roberts, again, of Santa Fe Trust, my guest co-host, and I invite all of you to come down here to 1512 Pacheco Street, tour the design businesses, enjoy some free grilled food, and take advantage of the special product and service discounts being offered today. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Braden and Josh, my talented, very talented floor producers, as well as Kate, Debbie, Mike, Arthur, and Adrian at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for doing what you do best. Lastly, thank you for tuning into the show today, and please join us for two remote broadcasts of the program again during the parade of shows on August 12th and 19th. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.